What about, say, if this expression, if a woman's children are out late at night and she's getting a little bit excited about it, her husband might say, well, they'll be home all right, just
don't worry.
And when a person gets older, sometimes his joints begin to give him trouble. You might say he's got a touch of
arthritis.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Rheumatism.
Is that the same?
Same thing.
This is a disease that you don't hear too much about anymore, but children used to die from it because they get these sores in the throat, suffocate, couldn't breathe. What would you call that?
That was, I can think of nothing like diphtheria. That's right.
And a disease that makes your eyes and skin turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
What about if I get a severe pain right about here? I might be having an attack of
inside.
And if a person ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you say he had to
vomit.
Heard any other way of saying that?
What's that?
Is that just, when you say vomit, do you use that just as a regular word?
Sure do, yes.
You ever heard anybody, if they were going to joke about it, or some way of saying that is kind of crude?
Yeah, I said pew.
Pew. That would be crude.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And somebody who's that way, you say he's sick where?
In the stomach.
If a boy keeps going over the same girl's house pretty regularly, and the neighbors figure he's getting serious, you'd say that he's doing what?
I don't know.
Do you still hear people say he's courting her? Or?
Yeah. He's courting heavy.
Mm-hmm. He's courting heavy. That's if he's getting serious. I
think. Yeah.
Well, what would you call him? You would say he is her
boyfriend.
And she would be his
girlfriend.
Okay. And say if the boy came home late at night and his little brother was waiting up for him, trying to catch him. And when he came in, he saw he's got lipstick all over his collar. You'd say, he might say, well, I know what you've been doing. You've been
kissing.
Ever heard that call anything else?
Just hugging.
Smooching.
Yeah, smooching. That way you get your lipstick at more.
Right.
Smooching.
You ever heard anybody say spooning?
Spooning.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe I have.
I heard that one. Okay. Say if the boy asked the girl to marry him, but she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
She turned him down.
Okay. But if she didn't turn him down, you say they went ahead and got
married.
And at the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, what would he be called?
The best man.
And what about the woman who stands up with the bride?
Best woman.
In this part of the country, say, if the couple weren't going on a honeymoon, when they went back home to the house, maybe a lot of people would follow them out there and kind of celebrate, but things might get a little bit rough, like shooting off guns and that kind of thing. Have you ever heard anything like that going on around here?
I don't believe I have. Most thing they do is throw rice and throw rice and everything's quiet.
It's pretty tame.
That's right.
Have you ever heard of a shivery or serenade?